Good morning. Again, a welcome to all our guests this morning. This morning, we're going to take a look at a text in which Jesus tells us many things. Many things that do not make sense to our human minds. But as we look at them, we will find out that God blesses people in the midst of the struggle. It's difficult, and it's getting more difficult each and every time for me as I do funerals. When I first started, I didn't know you. I hadn't served you. I hadn't been with you. And over the last 7 and 8 years, not only have I gotten to know you, I've been loved by you, I've been cared for by you, and now you're my friends. And so as we come together and we celebrate All Saints Day, it's one of those things that I look back on with sadness, and yet in the promises that we have from Jesus today, I can also look forward with joy. Hearing the scripture readings that we heard this morning and hearing the words of Jesus, we can know that indeed God has a special place for each and every person in this world, and that He sent His Son to die for our sins, that we could say with absolute certainty, to live is Christ and to die is gain. That is a promise that we all have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And because of this, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text for this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. And I would ask, as you are able, to please stand for the hearing of the Gospel. Reading in Jesus' name. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye, when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Amen. Please be seated. Our text for today, if we're really honest about it, makes no sense. If we're really honest about what Jesus is saying here, in this earthly realm, here, this makes no sense. He saw the crowds and he went up on the mountains, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him and he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now think about that. We think about the poor, those who are poor in spirit, those who are lowly, those who are suffering in this life. Do we ever think of them as blessed? No. We think if people are suffering or struggling in this world, that God must be against them. This is not the case. Jesus, in this text, is setting everything that we think in human terms upside down and on its ear. Blessed are those who mourn, because they will be comforted. We come here today celebrating All Saints' Day, and we think about those who have gone on before us, and we don't feel very blessed. In the midst of loss, we sometimes start to wonder, is God against us? Are we somehow being punished because this person has died? Jesus is telling us, no, absolutely not. I will bring you comfort. Even in the midst of your mourning, in the midst of the darkest grief and sorrows, I will be there for you. You see, this goes against, again, what we think of as the world. The world's logic would have us to believe that if someone has died, then they must have done something wrong. God must be against them. And Jesus is making sure that people understand that no, this is absolutely wrong. The way you think as a human being is absolutely wrong. Because Jesus knows he is about to do something in the next few years of his life that will also continue to set the world upside down. Because he is the Son of God. The Son of God should have came and wiped out evil. Should have came and destroyed everyone who sinned. But he doesn't do that. Instead of the Son of God comes to this earth, he allows himself to be like us, and he allows us, human beings, to drag him in front of a judge, to be whipped and beaten, and to die and shed his blood on a cross. Does this make sense? No. But this is what God did. And this is why he sent his Son. So that indeed he would die. And he would shed his blood as a sacrifice for our sins. So he no longer has to be against us. He's washed those sins away. And now when he looks on us, he doesn't look on us with those eyes of a judge. He looks on us as his children, as we heard earlier in our scripture reading. And this is what that says. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. That's how much God loves us. It makes no sense. Because each and every day we do things that are wrong. And we see things in this world and we think that God is against us. Jesus in this text is reassuring us that what we think is right is a lot of times wrong. Blessed are the gentle because they will inherit the earth. Now, if you think about who's gentle, do they get anywhere in this world? Or is it the powerful, the people who are strong, the people who command armies and are willing to destroy people who take over parts of this earth? And yet Jesus says the absolute opposite. Blessed are the gentle, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who are hungry, who hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they will be filled. There's a saying, only the good die young. Or the other, that the good, or I mean, only the evil get ahead. in this world. I'm trying to think of the exact way that that statement goes. But there's an idea in this world that it is the evil people that prosper. And those who aren't willing to look at what is right. But you see, God sees things much differently. God sees those who look for what is right, what is righteous, what is correct, and calls us and tells us that's the things that we are to look for. And we will be blessed because of it. And here comes the other one. Blessed are the merciful, because they will be shown mercy. You see, there's something we talked about even today in our adult class. Forgiveness. How many times do we do things wrong and not ask for mercy from those we have wronged? And this thing comes pretty close to home. Because it wasn't too long ago that I had to call someone and ask for their forgiveness because of the way I had treated them. Now, when you deal with those things and you hear someone say, "You're forgiven," it is an absolute being set free. Are we quick to forgive and to show mercy as God has shown mercy to us? You see, in this world, the whole thing is, well, you got to punish them first. You got to make sure they face all the consequences. But that's not the way God looks at it. None of us face the consequence for our sin. Because the consequence for sin is death. And none of us have to face that. He has called all of us to understand that we are forgiven and that we no longer have to face that consequence. That we indeed can plan on being saints. It's funny because we come today in All Saints Day and we think about all those who have gone on before us. But do you realize that you too are a saint? People don't like to understand or don't like to say that. Well, that sounds proud and haughty. But you are. Not by anything that you have done. You see, when we look back on people who have passed on, we look at all their good deeds. And we think that that's why they're saints. That's not why they're saints. They're saints because God has declared them righteous through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. And He has done the same thing for you. You are a saint. All Saints Day is even for you. You see, the problem is we don't like to focus on what God has declared, what God has told us, because it doesn't make sense. We look at ourselves in the mirror and we go, "Oh, look at how much I sin. Look at all the mistakes I've made." That's not what God sees. God sees you through His Son. You are now joined with Him. You live in the victory of being a child of God, a saint. Will we mess up? Yes. All the time. And God wants us to get ourselves back up and move forward. Something I was able to tell the adult class that I really didn't understand. I didn't understand this quite as well as I do now. But my son is now starting to walk along furniture and he's starting to crawl over things and fall down and just mess up. And he falls down and he starts crying. And you pick him up and you go, "You're okay." Set him back up and let him go again. That's what God does for us. We're His children. He knows we're going to fall down. He knows we're going to sin. Yet He's forgiven us. And He still loves us. He picks us back up, puts us on the path, and lets us go again. And we can be absolutely sure that when we fall down again, He'll pick us up. Blessed are the pure in heart, because they will see God. This pure heart doesn't come from us. This pure heart comes with the cleansing of what God has done for us. Our hearts can be deceived, and the Scripture is very clear on that. But with the working of the Holy Spirit in us, we certainly can have pure hearts. We don't always see it, and we'll mess it up. But God has purified our hearts by the blood of His Son, and we will see God, because that's who He's made us to be. Blessed are the peacemakers, because they will be called the sons of God. In today's world, and in the world for the last 6,000 years, as I read history, those who are lifted up are the warmongers. The people who have conquered. The people who have fought. And even today, who do we lift up? Those who are powerful. Those who are able to beat someone else up. That's not who we're called to be. Nowhere in the Scripture are we called to beat people up. We're called to bring peace, love. Now, I'm not saying that you can't serve in the military. I'm not saying that some of these things that where there is conflict involved that you can't be involved in. But it's a whole different story of going out and trying to conquer, to enforce your will upon others. That's not our calling. Our calling, rather, is to show mercy and peace to others. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Now this is the part where I started looking at last night, and especially early this morning, where I started to realize that the Christian church gets all bent out of whack for. We are going to be persecuted. It's that simple. The scripture reading, the first reading that Mark read, talks about it. Talks about how the people were persecuted in the end times. We're going to be persecuted. We get all up in arms in America that they're trying to throw God out of the schools, out of the government, all these things. We should expect it. That's what's going to happen. Do we have to like it? No. But we certainly shouldn't get upset about it and think that somehow now God's not in control. God is absolutely in control. He tells us, and tells us, this is what's going to happen. You will be persecuted. As a believer in Jesus Christ, we have lived in this country a very blessed existence, because we haven't been persecuted for many, many years. But people in other places and in other countries have been persecuted for all the time. They're persecuted in India, in China, throughout the Middle East. Are they not blessed? Or is it just us who aren't persecuted that are blessed? No. Jesus tells us here, those who are persecuted for righteousness because the kingdom of heaven is theirs, understand you will be persecuted. I know it's not a great happy message. It's not like Sunday school where we try to make everything well. If you believe in Jesus, everything's going to be perfect. No, it's not. I'd be lying to you if I told you that. We're going to suffer. We're going to go through some bad stuff. Well, my last sermon that I ever preached at a SEM service, I said this: we're going to face all kinds of different things. Life may even get ugly for us. But there's one thing that happens. In the end, we win. As believers in Jesus Christ, we can know that He, the author and finisher of our faith, will bring us through all the way to the end, so that we too can be like the people of Revelations. Which are these that are arrayed in the white robes? Hence they came. I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, we will face hardship. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you falsely and say every kind of evil against you because of me. This stuff is happening even today. It's happening in the news media. It's happening all over the place. Christians are this. Christians are that. And unfortunately, some of it's been brought upon ourselves. And some of it is very untrue. But you are blessed when these things happen. Be glad and rejoice, because your reward is great in heaven. For this is how they persecuted the prophets who were before you. None of this is new. All the people who bring the message of the gospel, all those who bring the word of God, have been persecuted. It's happened throughout time. But in the end, you win. In the end, you will receive your comfort. Your comfort is not here. Your comfort is at the end of the tribulation, at the end of the struggle. This past year, we said goodbye to four of our saints. They have been rewarded. It is very sad for us. We will miss them. We no longer get to see them. But they're done. They're done with the struggle, and in the midst of the comfort, they now know all of this face to face. You too will be comforted because of what God has done for you through His Son Jesus Christ. In His name, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we understand that our logic does not make sense in face of yours. We ask that you would help us to believe and cling to the words of Jesus Christ. That, in Father, indeed, we would understand that we are indeed blessed. And in the midst of turmoil and struggle within our lives, be it brought on by ourselves or be it brought on by others, that we would know that you continue to bless us, you continue to carry us through each and every day. Father, give us grace for today. And help us, Father, that we would bring this message of forgiveness through your Son, to all the people that we come in contact with, that they too would be blessed by the knowledge of knowing your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, be with us throughout this next week. Help us to share your love, your mercy, your peace, and your grace with all those we come in contact with. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.